Janita, you have the first word. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So for today, we are going to talk about mindful motivation. So I hope that you are all motivated and excited. So we are going to do things a little bit differently today. You each have two questions. Okay, everyone has two questions that Frank and I work together.
You have two questions as well. Do not count yourself out. I mean,
I also have two questions.
you two have to bear your inner soul in this, just because.
Of course, we will all share. Okay, so Frank chose one question for each of you. I did make it a little bit shorter, and then I added a Fruit Loop question as well. So there's one question or two questions for every person, and then I'm going to give you some time to think about it before you answer. So I'm going to show the questions on the screen. You have some time to read through it. So the mindful motivation topic is usually we do mindfulness separately and motivation separately. But in a combination, it is the practice to stay aware and to also be present in the moment and to move forward in all kinds of situations with kindness, peace, and purpose. Right. So if you split the two apart, we can say that mindfulness, we can say, I am here and I know what I'm feeling. Where if we look at motivation, we motivate ourselves by saying, I can do this. Okay. So instead of saying something like, I have too much to do, like Frank mentioned earlier, I have too much to do. Change.
This is why I like you so much.
I'm going to motivate you today.
Oh, for God's sake. Do I need more? Okay,
Maybe not.
tell me. I listen. I'm listening.
Okay. So instead of saying, this is too much and I will never get it done, change your mindset, change your mind and your motivation to something like, I feel overwhelmed. Pause, take a breath, and let's take it one thing at a time.
Okay, I will try to do this. I
Okay,
promise. Cross my heart.
perfect. Okay, so I am going to share the screen and then everyone will have a chance to answer their two questions. So you have a couple of minutes to talk. You can give a little bit longer answers. So I did have to split it into two pages. So we'll do page by page. So unfortunately, Monica could not join us today. But then Bruce will have to answer his question first, then Bohumila, and then Natalie. Okay, so Natalie, you have some time to think about your answer.
Nice. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, we actually put a lot of thought in this one.
Yes, we
We
had
don't
to
have.
think about it. So, Bruce, your questions, the first one, the serious question, what do you think young people today misunderstood about or misunderstands about motivation? And then your fun question, what is one academic truth you secretly believe could be taught better by cartoons? Then, Bohumila, your questions, your serious questions. What kind of motivation comes from silence and not noise? Okay. And then your fun question, if your muse only showed up after you did something weird, what would your ritual be? Spinning in your chair, speaking to a plant, what would you do?
Don't write a poem just yet.
No, not yet. Okay. Then, Natalie, your question, the serious question. What did motivation look like when you felt tired? And then your fun Fruit Loop question. If your sneakers could talk, what motivational advice would they shout at you mid-run? So while you are running, what would your sneakers shout at you? What motivational advice would it give you?
Okay, so just to translate from South African English to international English, sneakers would be your running shoes, not
yes,
even shoes
running
that you,
shoes.
your trainers or something. Okay, so something like that. Do you want to, while everyone's sort of still getting over their initial shocks, shall we warn the others?
Yes, we can warn the others. Okay, so Clea, your question, the serious question is, what are you learning now about what really motivates you during this exciting time in your life? And then your silly question, if your motivation had a fashion style, what would it wear and would it pull off glitter?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, people are disappearing.
Scared. Then, Rosie, your two questions. The first one, the serious question, how do you stay motivated when others need your energy all the time? And then your silly question, if motivation were a school subject, what would the homework be and what would you let your students cheat on? Valentina, you also have two questions. The first one, the serious question, what motivates you to bring kindred spirits together? And then your silly question, if your favorite book could speak, what kind of motivation will it share with you? And then Levant, you also have a serious question and a silly question. So your serious question is, how do you teach your child what success looks like instead of using numbers? And then your silly question, if your sales pitch was for selling motivation instead of a product, what a ridiculous bonus would come with it? And then the last one, Frank.
Oh, the second to last one. I'm just scrolling through the text to find the one I sent you.
I can read them. I do have them.
Oh, you have them? Well, that's good.
Yes, I have them. Okay. So my serious question is, what is the quiet truth that gets you out of bed on days when motivation doesn't shout? And then my silly question is, if your motivation had a coffee order, what would it be today? And why is it definitely not decaf? And then Frank's questions. So your serious question, where does your motivation live? And how do you know when it's time to listen versus time to lead? And the second, question, if your life were a novel titled Motivation Gently, what would the first and last line be?
Okay. And we have, because everybody has to leave pretty much on the dot at the half hour, we have 42 minutes or 43 minutes to plow through that. Bruce, shall we go back to the first question?
Well, I think that the key issue for young people would be to try to convince them that there is more to motivation than money. But that depends very much on whether they have enough to survive on. And it's very difficult to say that to people who are at a very basic level of survival. But it's also important that whether you have enough money is a matter of your choices. It's relatively easy for young people, and they don't over here seem to want to aspire to having a car so much as they used to, because it's quite expensive to run and acquire. But in the old days, or in some cultures, it's not just a matter of having a car. You've got to have a Mercedes or a Porsche. So it can get relative, and it's very important for young people to realize that there are other things that they should be motivated by rather than just acquiring as much money as possible, because they'll end up by cutting corners that they shouldn't.
If I could just add in, would you also say, Bruce, that the motivation also comes in pursuing a career that your generation, our generation, we were much more career minded, wanted to climb up the career ladder, such as it is, but the young generation is less than motivated in doing so. Do you observe that as well from your perspective?
Yes, I think they're much more flexible for a lot of reasons that if you're not quite careful, you'll press the wrong button and get a half-hour academic lecture on the subject. So I'll try to avoid that.
Topic for next month. Topic for next month.
We'll arrange a meeting with the three of us.
But it's a very important issue inside society. And,
Okay. We'll park that one on the side and readdress that one. Okay.
Now, the other one about one academic truth, which is the first part of that is relatively easy because I would argue, and my background's engineering and science, but I think that wisdom could be taught a lot using cartoons. And actually, strangely enough, a lot of fairy tales have an underlying wisdom agenda or values-driven agenda. Not that they're necessarily the agendas that we would like them to have today, but and some of them are being rewritten in a more contemporary style. Mm-hmm. Now, just as an aside to that, because it's something that I did this morning, and some of you might be interested in this, I asked several AI systems who they thought were the most important philosophers over the ages. And then I asked them, which one did they think was the most relevant today?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a way, I think related to wisdom, you could probably teach philosophy, because it's related to wisdom, quite effectively using cartoons.
We need a cartoonist in this community.
Philosophical cartoonist.
Because just to put everybody...
Well, I mean, maybe you could ask one of the AI systems to produce some cartoons, a series of cartoons around the philosophies.
Well, there's a second meeting that I would like to arrange, and that's between Janita and myself, you, Bruce, and Bohumila, talking about writing poetry. Because I think Janita and I would have to sit between the pair of you because it might get a little, heated.
Just on that, I've also asked the AI systems what their favorite poem was and why.
Yes, well, Bohumila is a poet, and she knows it. but philosophy in cartoons and wisdom in cartoons, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. Bruce wrote or has a very deep collection of wisdom quotes, and barely a day goes by when I don't receive at least three emails from LinkedIn saying that he has uploaded yet another series of quotes. They come thick and fast. Having time to read them is another issue. Yeah.
They're slowing down a bit now.
Thank you. Very appreciated. So when we see something like along the lines, Bruce has uploaded 15 trillion wisdom cartoons, then I will stop.
If it brings him to the point, that's what wisdom is all about.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. That's a very good answer. And I've seen this a lot while my son watches cartoons or when he watches Disney movies and things. He also, there's a lot of life lessons to be learned from that as well.
Indeed. Yes. As Disney and Pixar and so on.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Bohumila, you are next. How would you answer your questions?
Right. Now.
When I hear this, she's swinging into action. Right.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, yeah. We can. Loud and clear.
First of all, the person connected on the valet was my friend Valentina, and apparently system kept on kicking her out. So she's terribly sorry that it just won't work. And there's no time for her to come to my place. We live at different parts of the town. So unfortunately, she will have to pass this time. I'm sorry for her. I'm sorry for everybody.
Pity, but can't be helped. Okay.
Yeah. So... Now, you throw the dog a bone and you ask him not to gnaw on it, not to gnaw at it. So obviously I wrote poems. Okay. Now the first one, silence. Silence. How I love your melody. With you, I am myself, the person I like to be. So silence is extremely important because it allows to shut away different noises, different disruptions. Because I am somebody who likes silence for working, for concentration, and noise is distraction, and distraction kills. They said the curiosity kills the cat. Not only the cat, it kills creativity. So whenever there is a distraction, when I'm trying to write something and I feel this flow of thoughts coming, and then there is my cat meowing outside, like being totally shocked why the door is closed. I am asked what's for dinner or something like that. All these kind of things cut away the creative streak, let's say that way. Yes, I like silence, and silence, what helps me to center around the silence is nature. Just to get the wind on my face, a bit of warmth from the light. From the sun. For that, I live on the first floor, so I don't always feel like going downstairs for that simple thing. So I just open the window, lazy me. But it helps. And what helps also are some nice pictures, evocative pictures of nature or art, etc. So silence is like the birthplace for many things. So vital for me. Silence, noise, I spoke about. What creates a beautiful silence as well is wonderful music. The silence between the notes and the silence that it creates inside my soul is also very precious. So, if your muse only showed up after you did something weird, well, story of my life, what would your ritual be? Spinning a chair, speaking to a plant? Well, I wrote two poems. You sprawled on the ground. I try not to laugh, but I can't. But as a penance, I'll say, I love you. That's the prettiest sentence. And now I concentrate it more on the weird. If I get inspired by something weird, I feel my chakras must get cleared. I'd hop three times to the right, three times to the left, squat, touch my nose, and strike a pose. That'll make it right. Well, yes, of course.
I like that.
Did you write these before and just quickly chose them, or did you write these in the last 10 minutes?
Well, you did not actually share the questions with me, so no, I wrote it live.
Yes, that is amazing. So we usually keep the questions a secret.
Yeah. Frank was only speaking about motivation and writing, and I'm sorry, it could not have narrowed it down to such questions. So very, very creative, Ruth Lou, very creative.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. To be able to write a poem in 10 minutes.
thank you.
Or three actually.
You know, the thing is that it's like writing, it's a muscle. The more you write, the easier it comes. It's like, you know, people making squats and making so many of them and, you know, getting better and better. And not my case, not with squats, but I make squats to my mind.
Well, I'm just going to jump in here because Fruit Loop and you, Bohemila, and I, we've been discussing this, that we are doing, that you are going to host a writing workshop.
Yep.
You sent me the draft text, and Fruit Loop has approved it, but she hasn't sent me her official stamp yet.
I did send you something nice instead of the stamp.
Yes, you did. But that's the nice
thing. A stample is needed.
I will send the stamp now.
And if that is what we are going to learn, then I think we should have started this at least 15,000 years ago. Why did you go to this party of Sue's so late, Bohemila? Why did you hide yourself? Are you not ashamed of yourself?
I can return you the question.
Oh, sorry, I was there at the one in September. Okay, I was there. Where were you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
That's no okay. Show off. Yeah, no show. Yeah, true.
No show. But you know the one. You know the next one, November 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Brilliant. Philosophical answers. Brilliant poetry. I'm speechless. I am speechless.
Well, now you'll make me blush. So, thank you.
Okay, Natalie, are you ready?
Oh, not really, but I will try. It's a very difficult exercise for me because improvisation is not my... I'm not very good in improvisation. So I will try. So what did motivation look like when you felt tired? It's very difficult to answer. But when I am tired, I focus on the priorities. I prefer to work slowly, but to do the more urgent, the essential, and the vital priorities too. I don't find the description of motivation. What did motivation look like? It's very difficult for me to find something around this. I don't know. Motivation is something that you search in deep of you.
In the depth of you, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depth of you. And sometimes this is like a small voice. You listen something that push you, but sometimes I think it's like natural and you don't think or you don't listen something. It's like a force. I don't know the description of this motivation. And if your sneakers could talk, what motivational advice would they shoot at your midriff?
Shout at you.
Scream at you.
Scream and shout.
So again, if I can just quickly interject here, You ran the marathon at the demilitarized zone last summer directly on the South North Korean border. You wrote a text about it. It was a very extreme experience on many different levels, and you had your running shoes on, of course. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes. Probably the sneakers would encourage me. And I think with the same words that my dad could pronounce to me, like swing your arms, you know, to help you. And like you have sticks, you know, and
yeah.
Exhale strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also that I could shout to my sneakers because many of them are tired.
Run faster!
Very tired, and don't like to advance to
mm-hmm.
run.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes because you have pain, and because your shoes are something very
heavy.
Yeah, something so much heavy after a lot of kilometers, and you can discover some point of pain inside your sneakers. So that's why probably I would shout to my sneakers. yes. that's all. But I think the important is to reach your goal. And you can create yourself this voice inside you and push yourself to the goal.
Excellent. I like that. You shouting. I mean, you could imagine the noise. Poor Pomela would go crazy. Yeah, the sneakers and you shouting at each other. Push. I'm trying to
having
create
a fight.
Gosh, I'm trying to create something here. Yeah.
Yes, imagine that.
What exactly would you shout to them? Would you call to them? Would you say run or come
yes.
on?
Yes, run, come on. Or be more light. Be more
light. Be more proactive.
I don't know, but protect my not fingers, but my
toes.
Yeah.
Toes. Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
And carry me to the arrival.
Yes.
Well, you're my hero.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I love that. Okay. Well done, Natalie.
You
always say the same thing. I'm not spontaneous. I need to be prepared. I need to have plan A, B, C. But when pushed, you can do this. Yeah, you can do this.
Yeah.
And you come out with some really cracking comments. Yeah.
Yes.
Last week, with the compass can only go north, but it can only go to the North Korean border. End of story. It came out so spontaneously, and now
yes.
I would probably shout at my sneakers. Yeah, creative thinking. You need to come to this writing scenario club thingy
definitely.
With us. Yes, Bormobilo will push your creativity to the limit. Yeah.
Now, if I may, I think that this is one of the traits of French nature. That is that they are extremely good in improvisation. Really. Better than other people, I find.
Okay. I have
some... Which is good because they are not so good with planning.
I think maybe it depends on the situation.
Of course.
Mm. Yeah.
The two go together sometimes.
I'm sorry, yeah. Bruce?
The two go together sometimes.
Yes, yes. Plan to improvise. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Clea, you are next.
Yeah. So, there are two things that are really motivating me these days. So the first one would be, not everyone know that, but I have an anxiety disorder, like a panic disorder, since my like 10 years old. And at first, I didn't know what it was. And so I was very scared. And so I was thinking, like a lot of people with mental health disorders, like depression or things like this, it's the end of my life and I would never be able to live a normal life after this. So I think now, being 18 years old, it's formed into a different shape. It's less of a burden, but more of like a real motivation to go beyond my anxieties and fears and panic attacks. And yeah, it's making me stronger. And the second motivation is to discover and explore more countries and new places in the world, because I'm going to leave Korea in 2 months. I don't think it should be seen as the end of an adventure, but more like a continuation. Yes. So I look forward, for example, to go to Edinburgh, but also for my exchange year. I don't know where I'd be going. So there are always motivations in a life, whatever and whatever you are. And the second one, I would say it would wear very colorful clothes, has very colorful fashion, like fashion style. And of course, with glitter and
obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah. Because motivation is positive, and I always picture positivity with like colorful colors, like pink, like yellow. Yeah. So,
like Fruit Loop.
Like Fruit Loop, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
I really like the fact that your obstacle has become your springboard. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Yeah, I mean,
Claire, very philosophical.
Claire's journey is one of amazement. We've known each other 5 years. You come from a tiny village just around the corner from up here in the North Alsace. At the age of 16, you hop across to a slightly bigger city called Seoul. It's only a little bit bigger, only about a couple of million people bigger, in a completely different world. And now you're jumping back to Europe, to another part of Europe, a strange place called Edinburgh. It's amazing. Deep respect for that. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're going to be my fashion guru, okay?
Oh, I'd like to see you in glitter.
Anything for you, no problem. Okay, yes. 29th of November.
Okay.
Very good. Then, Rosie, it's your turn to answer the question.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's the opening line.
Oh, my God. It's okay. Like Natalie, I'm not good in improvisation.
but improvise, sorry.
Sorry to interrupt you, because we've got some new people here. Rosie, can you quickly explain what your professional life is, what you do, but keep it short. I know this is yeah.
I'm an English and Portuguese teacher here in Brazil, but since last year I started to work at Board of Education here in Guarulhos, a big city. And my job is help the teachers to give better didactics with the students, because the students need to learn. So I teach the teachers.
Yes.
to teach better.
Perfect.
No. Yeah, it's a hard job, but I am learning a lot. So this is my job. This is my job. So, oh my God. How do you motivate when other needs your energy all the time? Okay, I stay motivated when I think in my mind that my job can help other people's, other teachers, and I try to, for example, when I get home and when I go to bed, I try to breathe. Yesterday I did this because I was really, really tired, and I take a breath for 4 seconds. I take a breath, hold for 4 seconds, and release in 8 seconds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like this. And I try to think what they want from me, right? How can I help them, and what they wait for me? Yeah. And oh my God, it's so hard to answer this question, but I try to do this because, for example, when I am really, really tired and I need to wake up early in the next day and do my job again, again, and again. Oh my God. Because sometimes I think that I'm not helping them, right? They are helping me to be better in my job, to be a better person. So I think this. So when I am thinking about this, I always try to do my better. Of course, sometimes I can't do my better, but I try, and I am thinking about sometimes I write how can I help them and why I am teaching this. I think this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Beautiful.
So that is part of the teamwork. So you feel like they are helping you and you are helping them, but you are all working together in a team.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. the second one, if motivation were a school subject, what would be homework be and what would you let your students cheat on?
Cheat on. Yes.
Oh my God, when I read this question, I remember when I was in the class with teaching my students. Oh my God, I loved this. And I remember when I was teaching adults that couldn't study when they were young, and they come back to school to study in the adult life. And I had a really, really nice group. The majority of them were older than me. And oh my God, they learned from me and I learned with them too. And sometimes I put a nice song for them, like Water Noise. Right? A nice song to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. And I spoke some words for them, and please close your eyes. Oh, it's really, really nice for 5 minutes. And when we finish, some of them, 2 or 3 dance, almost sleep. And when we finish it, "Teacher Jose, this is really, really nice. I could relax my mind. I could relax my body. And this is really, really, really nice." And I told them, okay, you can do this every day, or I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days in the week for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. So you have a homework, right? This is your homework. When you go to bed, you close your eyes. If you want, you can put a relaxed song, put headphone, and thinking about your respiration, your breath, thinking about your breath, and think about your body, right? Your thought. Will be only about your body and about your breath. Try to do this for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Okay? Okay. And then the shit on. Oh, teacher Rosie, I didn't get. Or teacher, I tried for 2 seconds, 2 minutes. Oh, you can start for 2 minutes and then you can increase for 3 and for 5 minutes. So it was a really good experience. And I tried to do this with my teenager students too, and I got it was so nice. And some of them tried to do this at home, and it's really, really nice.
Everybody, I think we all know what our homework is after this meeting, yes?
I'll do the homework.
Will there be a control?
I think the secret is pay attention in your breath, right? Because of course, when you die and you close your eyes, you start to think about, oh my God, tomorrow I need to do this, I need to pay bill. But if you try thinking about your breath, I think you can.
Brilliant.
So I do this sometimes, especially when I am really, really tired, like yesterday. I think I spent 5 minutes do this, and then I sleep.
Okay, Levant, okay. Your turn to answer your questions.
Okay, I will answer it. Just a minute. It's lunchtime. I'm sorry. I read something. It's very important to, these questions, I think, important. And I never thought of that way or something like that didn't come to my mind. I think this issue concerns not only children, but everyone, because it's success for all people, all age. It's important. This question is really hard to explain and includes many headings under it. And I like this topic, and I would like to make a more in-depth presentation, if it is possible.
It is.
Maybe next time our issue topics. But when I started to skating, then he started skating, my children, he's 5 years old. He was angry because he couldn't do it. And when he started doing it, a little bit became happier. But to learn something to children, it's very hard to show them the success because of they are not stubborn too much in this generation. This generation, they want the easy way every time. When they say something to do, they go on, but they're not like us. Before this, you know, maybe all of the world, children's generation is changed because they have many things to do. They can go to the skating, they can use telephone, they can call something else, something people from French, from America. But when before 30 years, we don't have any phones, any communication with the other peoples. But now everything in our hands, and also for the child, same. Because of this, I think, to teach them something, it's very hard. And if let's back to the success for children, I didn't even try to teach him how to ride a scooter but he wanted to ride his friend's scooter and show me how to ride it, and he was very happy. When he see the success, he was very happy, but to touch the success is to touch the success very hard, because I will try to help him for something new, to take him to the swim, to take him to the other. He says, I don't want to go to swim sometimes. And he says, sometimes I don't want to go to scooter, something like this. And it's really very hard to teach him, teach to the, I think, to the children at this time, because they want only the easy way. They want to use telephone every time. And success is happiness and self-confidence for children. And it's absolutely necessary for them to learn to this on their own and succeed.
Yes. And also, sorry, Levant, but they are also very competitive. So they always want to win, or they always want to be the best. So we have to teach them that you can't always win and you can't always be the best. Unfortunately.
Yeah, yes, every time they... when they make a match with cheese, also they want to be the winner.
Yes.
Every time. Next question is: I don't understand too much, but I will show you. So I will share you with you something. Just a minute. I asked to ChatGPT these questions. Your questions.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
I think
Bruce,
I think Bruce will have a different opinion on this one.
And I make a good something, but how I can share it, I will try to do it.
I'll put it into the notes afterwards. A fully equipped invisible motivation team. Whenever you get out of bed, drink water, or resist the snooze button, they cheer you on with passion. With a silent mode option, get ready for fireworks, confetti, showers, and hearing your inner voice narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, please. I want one of those.
Okay. Levant, you are forgiven for using artificial intelligence. Okay. I will send that around to everybody afterwards. Okay, we are running out of time. So I suggest, because I seriously would like to hear Janita's answers to my questions. So I think, Janita, what we should do is we should maybe meet up again tomorrow morning, quickly go through these questions. We ask them to each other, and I will add them to the podcast.
Okay, that's perfect.
Because you have to go, I heard that Claire and Natalie have to go as well.
Okay.
You have the final word.
Final word. So for today, I want you to thank yourself, not just for showing up, but the way that you showed up. You did your part. You answered your questions. I know for some it was very challenging. For others, easier if they are cheating. Okay. But just remember that motivation doesn't always look like fireworks. But it is more than a whisper, or more like a whisper, that says, keep going. So take the small steps, be kind, and be the Fruit Loop. Be you different.
You couldn't resist the Fruit Loop, could you?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Okay. Fruit Loop, thank you very much for organizing this. Claire, thank you for choosing this. And we now have to move this screen around. There we are. So Levant in Antalya in Turkey, thank you for joining us. Bruce in London, thank you for joining us. Bohumila from the Czech Republic, now in Strasbourg, thank you very much. Natalie, Claire in South Korea, thank you very much. Rosie, all the way in Sao Paulo, having breakfast now, I suppose. Thank you very much. Next week, we will talk about your first job. That is the topic. You can start thinking about that for those who can make it to us.
Frank, in Clea's, she can think about her dream job.
No. Claire has worked.
Okay. Then let's do the first job.
Yes.
There's some Fruit Loop questions too.
The United Nations, Claire. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. See you all hopefully and some place next week, somewhere, somehow. Next Thursday, same time for those who can make it. I know some cannot. The podcast will be available. Have a great day. Morning, evening. Anita, thank you very, very much. Fruit Loop, thank you very, very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, everyone. Have a lovely day. Bye. See you next time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.